Monday, April 28th, Memorial of St. Paul of the Cross. The Epistle from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 through 25. Brethren, Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in wisdom of speech, lest the cross of Christ should be made void. For the word of the cross, to them indeed that perish, is foolishness, but to them that are saved, that is, to us, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the prudence of the prudent I will reject. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For seeing that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of our preaching to save them that believe. For both the Jews require signs, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews indeed a stumbling block, and unto the Gentiles foolishness. But unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul says, I come not to baptize, meaning the first and principal intent in my vocation to the apostleship was to preach the gospel before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. To baptize is common to all, but to preach is peculiarly the function of an apostle. He delivers the gospel truths with great simplicity, without the ornaments of an artificial human eloquence, lest the cross of Christ should be made void, lest the conversion of the world might be attributed to any human means and not to the power of God and of Christ crucified. The word of the cross is folly, that is, the preaching that the Son of God, both God and man, died nailed to an infamous cross, is looked upon as ridiculous and incredible by all obstinate unbelievers that perish. But it is received as the work of God and an effect of his divine power by such as are saved. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, that is, I will confound the false and mistaken wisdom of the great and wise philosophers, of the learned doctors or scribes, of the curious searchers of the secrets of nature. Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world by the means he hath made use of to convert and save the world, particularly by sending his only Son to die upon a cross, the preaching of which seems a folly? Only they who are called believe Christ, though crucified, to be the power and wisdom of God. By the works of the divine wisdom, by the visible creatures of this world and the effects of his providence, the world had not wisdom or was not wise enough to know and worship God as they might and ought to have done. It pleased God to show his power by the foolishness of preaching, by sending illiterate men to preach a God crucified, which to human wisdom seems a folly. The gospel which I announce to you, though it appears folly to the vain philosopher, is the wisdom of God, and whilst it exhibits the picture of a crucified God and teaches us the mortification of our senses, promises a happiness in the next life not to be found in this. The Jews in the meantime ask for miracles such as God formerly wrought in their favor, and the Greeks or the Gentiles to be converted expect from us what they would look upon as the highest points of human wisdom and knowledge, for that which appeareth the foolishness of God is wiser than men and able to confound the highest human wisdom, and that which appeareth a weakness of God is stronger than men, who cannot hinder God from converting the world by means and methods that seem so disproportioned to this his design. The Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. At that time the Lord appointed also other 72, and he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself was to come. And he said to them, The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him, but if not, it shall return to you. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they have, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Remove not from house to house, and into what city soever you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Haydock Commentary. 72 was also the exact number of the judges chosen to assist Moses, see Exodus 24, because there were 6 chosen out of every one of the 12 tribes. They go 2 and 2 that one might be a help and comfort to the other, as also a witness of the carriage and behavior of his companion. As Moses formerly chose 12 elders as princes and fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel, and afterwards gave to each of these elders 6 others to assist them in the arduous work of governing the people, so our divine Savior chose 12 apostles to govern his church. He likewise afterwards gave 6 disciples to each apostle, which makes 72, to serve as priests and assist in governing the church. He tells them to salute no man, that is, go forward promptly and do not stay to amuse yourselves with vain compliments and useless civilities toward those whom you meet. This was a proverb. Eliseus said the same to Gehazi when he sent him to restore life to the child of the widow of Sunamis.